Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The Treasury of God's Blessings. All but a few people that I know complain about their lack of a spiritual life, spiritual depth, and that truly abiding relationship with the Holy Spirit, although many prayers for a deeper relationship have been made over the years. I feel there is a profound ignorance of what is really needed to bring a feeble Christian to a robust and joyous life in Jesus Christ. You may not consider yourself feeble, but please do not take issue with my words. He said, "We will be known by our fruit." And I know in examining my own life, I feel so feeble in far too many ways, in prayer, in patience, in service, in my temperance, in my obedience. Need I go on? It says in Ephesians 1:3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." What will it take for us to learn from reading this text that nothing can better meet our needs than during worship of the ever-blessed Trinity? I know it's not a word that is often used in our communication with other Christians about God. I'm not sure exactly why that is, except that people don't understand the dynamic of the Trinity. It is upon God the Father, who has blessed us in Christ Jesus, in whom our expectation is to rest. It is in Christ that God and His blessings are to be found. If we continue in close and unceasing fellowship with Him, it is only through the Holy Spirit that the presence of the Father and the Son in divine power can be known. The Holy Spirit has been given to make Christ real to us and to take every spiritual blessing and make it ours. This bit of scripture reveals the depths of Paul's experience of what the true Christian life is. We have first the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Did you know that the expression "in Christ" occurs more than 20 times in this epistle? The words of our text are the beginning of a sentence running nonstop from verses 3 to 14, in which we find chosen in Him, foreordained through Him, accepted in Him, redemption in Him, the purpose of God in Him, summing up all things in Him, made a heritage in Him, in whom we believed, in whom we were sealed with the Holy Spirit. I want you to see that all our blessings are stored up in Christ, and we ourselves are in Him too. Our life and blessings are inseparably intertwined. Faith in Christ is meant to be nothing less than unceasing dependence in fellowship with Him and receiving from Him every grace the soul can possibly need. And this is to be to us as absolute and continuous as the air our physical life needs. It is there that my soul is kept in fellowship with my Lord Jesus. This is what my scripture means by the words, "Christ is our life. Christ lives in me. To me to live is Christ." Why is it so hard to get out of our own minds and see in the Spirit the richness of His grace? Number two, the next thing I want you to see out or feel out in this scripture is the love of God. I want you to see that it is the Father who has blessed us in the Son. Christ was the Father's gift to us, and all blessings are given by Him. Father God's purpose was to bring us back to Himself as our Creator, in whose fellowship and glory our happiness could alone be found. It is important to see God could attain his objective and satisfy the love of his own heart only by bringing us in complete union with Christ himself, so that in him we can be as near to God as Christ. Oh, how hard it is to understand the mystery of the love of Father God for his children. To every believer who searches and groans and prays for a deeper revelation of God's grace, you need to look no further than this verse to unlock the treasury of God's blessings. In Christ, God blessed me with all spiritual blessings. And to have that, I need faith and wholehearted surrender to claim them in him. When that happens, the heart will find itself in the very center of his blessings. And with that revelation, it will be impossible to keep the words of this adorning benediction from escaping our mouths. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because this is the fountain from which the stream of blessings flows, so it may be in our life too, an unceasing song of praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.